have a quick word for Michael. I know Michael fairly well, but I just asked for the freedom to speak it. And so, Michael, establish a period of time where you're having to make more and more decisions, and the time that you have to make the decisions is becoming shorter and shorter and shorter. And the Lord has been showing you the other side of you. It's not just the cognitive side, but He's been showing you the emotional side. He's been touching some very, very deep things inside of you. And I believe the Lord wants to say to you, you need to have freedom to make decisions not only with the cognitive, but to make them with the emotional. And there will be good decisions. The Lord will not take His hand of discernment off of you just because they come from your heart and not just from your head. Lord bless you.
Michael, I would call that a passage of rites that you have gone through. From boyhood to manhood, the Lord no longer calls you boy. The Lord calls you a man, and He will treat you in that way. That He'll take seriously what you say to Him. He'll remind you of what you say to Him, and He will make you pay attention to what you're saying to Him, so that yours and His relationship can increase in intensity and passion. You are a man that has passion for Jesus. You have a true heart. You would not hurt people, and the Lord is going to use you to speak about the precious things of God and to make the complicated things of God very simple. And I would encourage you to take all of that big perspective and begin to talk to the Lord about it and ask Him to teach your mouth how to say what it is He's showing you. Because you're a revelatory person. You're able to speak about the things of God in a very passionate way and make mysteries in the heaven simple to the body of Christ. And that's a gift.